Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Captivity, a cover-up. Last time, I mistakenly said the law, Amendments 13 and 14 of the Constitution of the United States of America, outlawed slavery in the lands of the Gentiles. Correction. The law of the 13th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America outlawed slavery, as we all know, in the United States of America. The requirement of John 8:32. The requirement of John 8:32 says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth, it speaks of the truth coming from the Lord only, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. One can say, well, the slaves were freed, and they did not know the truth. The truth coming from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, only. But the Lord had not come. He had not yet come during the time when the slaves, or at the time when the slaves were loosed of their chains. I say, you are right. The slaves were set free, and they did not know the truth. The truth is this. The slaves were loosed from their slaveholders' chains. They were not freed from captivity. The requirement of John 8:32 sets forth that condition whereby one is made free. The question, Acts chapter 16, verse 30. What must I do to be saved? I ask, saved from what? I say, saved from captivity. The question is, what must I do to be saved from captivity? And I'm speaking to black people. You, the black people, are the object of the Acts 16, verse 30 question. So the question, what must you as a person, or you as a group, or as a people, black people, belonging to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do to be rescued from captivity? Answer. For you black people as a group or as an individual, you must meet the requirement of the law of John 8:32. You must know the truth that comes from your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To reject the truth which comes from the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, is a rejection of freedom and religion. I will say that again. For you black people as a group or as an individual, you must meet the requirement of the law of John 8:32. You must know the truth that comes from your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To reject the truth which comes from the Lord, your God, is a rejection of freedom and liberty. Reject the truth which comes from your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and you remain a captive. I have told you before, there is only one way to freedom and liberty, and this is it: meeting the requirement of the law as expressed in John chapter 8, verse 32. But one is not made free by simply saying, I know the truth, therefore I am free. The claim of knowing the truth must be accompanied by very specific acts that are written in the law of the Lord. One can be knowledgeable of the truth, but not embrace, follow, and obey the truth. I speak of the people of the Lord. One can now know, or one can know and reject the truth of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So then, it is clear that knowledge of the truth by itself is insufficient for freedom. This is also clear. There can be no freedom from captivity for black people apart from knowing the truth which comes from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So then, knowing the truth is crucial to being saved or rescued from captivity. But simply knowing the truth, and that alone, is insufficient for freedom. The requirement of John 8:32 states the beginning of the pathway which leads to freedom from captivity. So the question again is, what must you do to be saved from captivity? Answer. to be saved from captivity, you black people must know the truth, which comes from your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and obey his commandments. Thus, to know the truth, which comes from your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and obey his commandments. Let me read that again. Thus, to know the truth and obey the Lord's commandment equals freedom from captivity. Knowledge of truth and obedience equals salvation from captivity. Now, hear this important announcement. Psalm 49, verses 1 through 2. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. The United States of America and the UK are secretly still holding black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in captivity. I repeat, the United States of America and the UK are secretly still holding black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in captivity. The United States of America and the UK are covertly still holding black people in captivity. Now, I turn to three things and remark on each. One, the thing of Lincoln's proclamation of emancipation. My remark, Lincoln references black people. It is clear in his proclamation who he speaks of. He says, quote, those held as slaves, end of quote. There is no doubt who he speaks of. He speaks clearly of those held as slaves, black people. Two, there is the thing of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. It says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist, dot, dot, dot. My remark, by the language of the amendment, one cannot tell whether slavery or involuntary servitude ever existed in the United States of America. And the third thing, the thing of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. It says something like this. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, dot, 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 are citizens. My remark, in my observation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, I see no clear reference to black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I have heard and read people who say that the amendment, the 14th Amendment, includes black people. But that cannot be ascertained simply by reading the amendment. I would say, of those who make such a conjecture, that is a stretch to say that the 14th Amendment speaks or includes black people. That is a stretch. The prevailing conditions of the times made it extremely important that the law be clear, that it say what it means and mean what it says. The issue of slavery had been debated and debated. The nation, the United States of America, was split. There had been a civil war. One side won, the other side lost. It was customary that black people be not recognized or regarded as people, but as merchandise which could be bought and sold. Many other things which made clarity of the law most crucial. Those three things and those three remarks. Here comes the cover-up. The cover-up. I cite the definition of cover-up. Dictionary.com says of cover-up, any action, stratagem, or other means of concealing or preventing investigation or exposure. Webster's says of cover-up, an attempt to keep blunders, crimes, etc. from being disclosed. I say to you, there is a cover-up. What is the reason for the cover-up? The reason or reasons for the cover-up is, slash R, let me give background information. One, long ago, the Gentiles conspired together and waged war against the black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Two, the Gentiles defeated the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and carried them away into captivity, into the lands of the Gentiles, alias white people. Three, each generation of black people has been born in captivity ever since. Four, the Gentiles have led others, including black people themselves, to believe that the captivity and the enslavement of black people are one and the same. But they are not one and the same. While in captivity, the Gentiles made the captives do slave labor. Five, then came the day when the chains were removed. Slavery was outlawed, but the black people, the people of the Lord, were still captives. There is no law which would free them from captivity before the time of the Lord. Their captive status went hush, hush. The Gentiles concealed the matter of the captivity of black people. This is the cover-up. One, a part of the cover-up is the Gentiles' silence on the matter. The matter of them holding black people in captivity. The cover-up looks like silence. Two, another piece is the law, which is the United States Constitution Amendments 13 and 14. They make the captives look like they are free. Slavery abolished, no chains, being made to look like and pass as citizens. And the dishonesty of the Gentiles, I have spoken very much on that matter. These three things, the Gentiles' silence on the matter, the 13th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Gentiles' dishonesty disclose knowledge of a cover-up on the Gentiles' part to hide the reality of the Gentiles still holding black people in captivity. And I say that holding of black people in captivity yet is inhumane. It is inhumane. It is very cruel. A very cruel and inhumane thing. So the cover-up is disclosed, as is the Gentiles' holding of black people in captivity is disclosed. Question. What is the Gentiles' plan with respect to their continuing to hold black people, the people of the Lord, God, Tommy L. Hart, in captivity? Answer. The Gentiles' plan is to hold black people in captivity in perpetuity. I repeat. The Gentiles' plan is to hold black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in captivity in perpetuity. So, the plan with regard to the Gentiles covertly holding black people in captivity is long range. It is inhumane and too cruel, and it has been uncovered and made known. Listen to this. The aim of the Gentiles' Christian message amounts to the Gentiles' efforts to stonewall the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles stonewall, they resist intentionally the people of the Lord. The Gentiles, through their Christian message, stonewall, they block black people from recognizing and receiving the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They block black people from freedom and liberty. The Gentiles, through the law with respect to the 13th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America, the Gentiles, through the law and their Christian message, stonewall, they block the people of the Lord from liberty, that is, freedom from captivity. In these things, it is clear the Gentiles are still warring against the Lord and his people. Just as it is clear in the 13th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America that the Gentiles are still warring against the Lord. Hostilities continue. Therefore, the war continues from long ago. Some obstacles are to the pathway which leads to freedom and liberty are deceit coming from the Gentiles, lies coming from the Gentiles, the law, which I read, including the 13th, with respect to the 13th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm speaking of obstacles to freedom and liberty for black people. The false faith given to them while in captivity, and the Gentiles' Christian message. Those things are obstacles to black people's pathway to freedom and liberty. So, the Gentiles' stonewall, they intentionally resist the Lord Tommy L. Hart and his people. The Gentiles frustrate the word and work of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. So, in my closing, or as I close, I will read this very important announcement again. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. The United States of America and the UK are secretly still holding black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in captivity. I repeat, the United States of America and the UK are secretly still holding black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in captivity. The USA and the UK are covertly still holding black people in captivity. Very important information, a very important piece of news. The announcement is noteworthy. It is newsworthy. I have given you, I have shown to you the cover-up, the Gentiles' cover-up. Which has to do with hiding, concealing information having to do with the Gentiles' secret holding of black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I have, in the past few weeks, given you several proofs several ways which show that black people are still being held captive by the Gentiles. Black people should take this news very seriously. They should act upon the truth which has come from their Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Visit me on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Visit Lawmaster's Archives, or Lawmaster Archives, www.com, or www.blogtalkradio.com/Lawmaster. And join me next time as the judgment continues.